From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena, Cam.
Morena. How are you guys?
Yeah, real good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, as always.
Oh, of course. So many wonderful records out today.
Oh, yeah. As always.
Especially at Southbound.
Especially at Southbound. That's the one. We've got another whole wall. Come on in. Have a look. The new Kruder and Dorfmeister. I haven't bought that in yet, but the box set, the DJ Kicks box set is out today. That's a really great
one.
You
are kidding me.
Yeah, that's so awesome. That's one I'm really excited for. But this one, I brought in the Marlowe's new album, The Hotel Malibu. This is such a beautiful record. There's already been like the singles, 6 years, and I think it's Under the Silver Moon. I've just been playing on repeat. I can't get them out of my head. It's such beautiful Indonesian soul music, and these
Big
guys,
Crown, right?
Big Crown, we love Big Crown. This has got the playfulness and sweetness of like their first record, which was a few years ago, 2 years ago now, I think. But also, of course, that signature Big Crown sound, which we've all come to love, the sweet soul sound, that vintagey sound. It's so, so good. I can't even go on about these guys enough. So happy that their second album is finally here. And also we've got these beautiful little exclusive prints as well, a little poster in there and a little art card or a little photo card, which you can get your hands on.
They are very steezy looking as well.
They are very steezy looking.
I love the front woman, so her curl in the middle of her forehead. You guys ever heard that story, the little girl with the curl in the middle of her forehead? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. But that's her.
Raving lunatic.
Wait, yes, I've heard that story. Carry on.
No, it's not related. It's just a cool photo.
Well, she's got a curl in the middle of her forehead.
Yeah, paint your picture.
Yeah.
Awesome. The Marlowe's. I have heard about these guys and I've been meaning to give them a listen, so I'm excited to check out this new record available on the shelves at Southbound.
That's the one.
Today.
Yeah.
Shall we listen to 6 Years?
Let's do it.
There once was a girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. I think you're supposed to read that British style and say right in the middle of her forehead.
Right in the middle of a foreign, so eh?
But well, that's just fucking stupid, so we won't be doing that.
This was very, very good.
Very, very good.
It was not really, horrid.
Really never good. Horrid, the
no.
Marlowe's.
So beautiful, the Marlowe's, the Hotel Malibu, very, very good.
Yeah, nice. Really, really lovely stuff.
As the old passage says.
Feels very like Romy Wright's, that sort of new wave of like quite vintagey sounding soul, but with a new flavor to it that's big at the moment.
Yeah, big crown.
Big crown.
Even you could say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The next one we're going to play is X-Ray Specs.
Oh my God. I love X-Ray Specs.
Yeah, this is very, very cool. Demos, X-Ray Specs demos recorded in 1977.
Yeah.
These are all excellent. That super punchy, very short, kind of short and sweet. These like very, at times, politically driven, satirical, lyrically very interesting tracks. That polystyrene is just ripping into a lot of fun. They are, this came out the year before, or these were recorded the year before Jam Free Adolescence. Mm. And this is a collection of beautiful demos. I believe this was released in 1991 with a different sleeve and not necessarily in the most official way. So it's good to have beautiful official release of it with a really, really great little die cut, laser cut sleeve here as well.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Really awesome as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're an X-Ray Specs fan.
Yeah. I mean, who isn't? If you're not, then sort your shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Polystyrene, oh my God. One of the baddest bitches to ever walk this earth, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I have to say. Far out. Okay, so we're going to listen to the demo version of Obonage Up Yours, which lots of people will know, but maybe probably haven't heard the demo version.
Yeah, this is like pretty hard to get your hands on, I think. So here we go.
Yeah, it doesn't even really seem like it's available digitally.
No, I don't think it is.
We're playing it off the CD.
I think since, we've got to go analog for this one. And since 1991, I think it's been a pretty hard thing to get your hands on. So if you're an X-Ray Specs fan again, then this is the one for you.
Awesome. Okay, let's have a listen. Wow, so interesting to hear it in demo form.
Yeah.
Very
it's
cool.
It's so good. It's so good. And the whole record is like, yeah. There are so many great tracks on here. And, you know, some people are kind of jarred by the sound of an early 70s, a late 70s demo recording. I think you get past that pretty quickly.
Yeah, and it gives you a really interesting insight into, like, what they were working with as to...
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And just how, like, pioneering they were as, you know.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Awesome.
Oh, this is so good.
Yeah, it sounds so good. The next one we brought in is Miko Kaiji. I'm going to pronounce the name of this album, but it might not be bang on. Otoko Ona Kokoro no Akai. Aika. This is the fourth album. I believe she released five albums between 1973 and 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all these like beautiful, very cinematic, kind of like at sometimes quite ambient and then at sometimes quite like traditional Japanese sounding records. Mm. She was an actress, and was famously the muse of Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill, her character in, I can't remember the name of the film.
You're joking.
Yeah, but she was a very famous actress in the 70s in Japan,
mm.
and was also making these great records. This is We Want Sounds releasing those in a series, so this is the fourth one. We can probably expect another one coming at some point soon, but the other ones are fantastic, and if you're a fan of her previous stuff, then you're going to love this as well. Mm. I read this really cool interview that she had done talking about how, I think it's called Enko, which is like the Japanese blues, and she was talking about how when she's recording the Japanese blues, to her, she kind of gives it the same, she kind of puts the same like sensibilities on it as when she's acting. She feels like it's the same as when she's acting, and she puts the same energy into it as when she's acting, as opposed to just kind of singing like her other kinds of other styles of music. So yeah, there's a lot of kind of cinematic vibes in this, and yeah, very, very cool sounding record.
Basically, she's just awesome.
Yeah, so basically she's awesome. And yeah, it's on We Want Sounds, and We Want Sounds never disappoint. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true.
A label you can trust.
A label you can trust.
This is the 1974 record.
That's the one.
And what track are we going to play, Cam?
We are playing the track called Ginza no Cho.
All right, let's give it a whirl. Beautiful.
Hey, thanks so much, Cam.
Thanks so much, guys.
Have
as
an
always.
Awesome weekend.
You too.
Everyone, get out there and buy some wax from Southbound. There's bloody good records on offer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Come on in. Stop by. Say hi.
Big time at Southbound.
Thank you.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.